Well, I have the distinct pleasure of sitting down with one of the greatest receivers I ever played a game, Freddie Biletnikoff. Fred, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And I want to talk about what it means to be a part of this Yellow Jacket, this boys club that's an exclusive boys club, a fraternal brotherhood that only a few players will ever get a chance to play in its hallowed halls. Talk to me about what the experience has been for you.
Well, you know, it's you know what, it's so special that you really don't have words to really explain it, but... You know, the easiest way I've always tried to explain it is the fact that, you know, you're one of a select group of guys, and there's very few that go in each year, and it's such a brotherhood that when you're able to get together like today, and or, you know, back in August when we go back to the Hall of Fame, it's good to see everybody again, and it's like you just saw each other yesterday, and it's just something so special to me. And to be able to say you're in the Hall of Fame is really something to be able to say, you know, because you go back years ago, you know, when you're playing or when you're growing up as a kid and when you're playing, you know, nowadays it's in the back of guys' minds. Years ago, it was never in the back of your mind, you know, or on your mind about it. Then all of a sudden it happens to you. And it's a jolting experience. It really is.
Some of the greatest players ever played the game wore the silver and black, and we know it. Whether they started their careers or finished their career, they had some time. A lot of those have been inducted in the Hall of Fame. A lot of those men are in this room this very night. Can you tell from the standpoint of what Al meant to the game, to how his lust for the game and his love for the game carried over the top and created so many great players and so many great teams?
You know what? People really misconstrue how Al really was as a person. And his passion was so deep, not only for the organization and everybody in it, but for each and every player. And that was the special thing about Al, was that as tough as he could be and as gropey as he could be at times, you know, it all came from the fact of wanting to win so bad. And he surrounded himself with a ton of players over the years that had that same passion of winning like he did. And if you wanted to meet somebody that you could not get in his way about winning, you know, because if winning was right there on the horizon for him, he was going for it. He would do anything to get to that winning spot. And that was the great thing about him. That's one of the things I always admired about him. And there's probably a lot of us that played for him, wondered why he even kept a lot of us, you know, with our personalities or whatever it may be. But he saw something in everybody that you had such a passion to win, and you do anything to win.
Ray Guy gets his ring today. You saw him get his yellow jacket. You saw the speech. Your thoughts on just what you think he meant as a player to the game, and, of course, what he meant to your team.
Well, you know, to the game was unbelievable. Right. I mean, he was just phenomenal. I mean, you cannot find a better punter than Ray Guy. And as far as the team goes, if you wanted somebody to have, because you always look at impact players on offense and defense all the time, but he was the one guy that was on special teams that was an impact player. I mean, he helped the offense and the defense out during the ball games. And as much as playing at that time, you know, he's really doing such a great job, but you don't realize how much of an impact he has on the game as a whole, each and every game, and helping both sides of the ball out until you're kind of away from it a little bit and you're looking back on it and you go, hell, he was a hell of an impact guy on this team, you know? I mean, it was just phenomenal. It was unbelievable to have somebody. And, you know, we've all seen guys on offense and defense impact players. But, man, to have somebody on special teams to be able to do that all the time consistently over all those years and help the team out all the time.
Thank you for your time, Freddie. It's been a pleasure, man.
Thank you so much. Great to see you always.